In keeping with the spirit of this day, I would like to make a little confession. Nothing terribly dramatic, just sort of garden variety, human stuff. Stuff we all, I think, know something about. But in keeping with the spirit of this day, let me just speak on my own behalf. Sometimes these little thoughts pass through my mind, like, why does that person have to be such a sourpuss? You'd think that they could smile every once in a while. Or, I don't know why that person feels like they need to talk all the time. Aren't they aware that there are a few of us out here in this world who would like to get a word in edgewise every now and then? Or, you know, that person clearly has way too many items to be going through the fast checkout line at the grocery store. I've counted. There are more than 12. I'd never do that. Why can't they think of other people's feelings? Why won't that person play by the rules like all the rest of us? Why do they feel like they get special exemptions? Why does that person always have to talk about how their glass is half empty when it is clearly full? Well, that's probably enough of my confession, maybe more than enough. The only conclusion I can reach for this kind of thinking in here rests on the simple question of why people, why family members, why co-workers, why all y'all, which is the plural of y'all, why millennials, why boomers, why the greatest generation, why the mayor, why the city council, why stop there, why Congress, why the governor and president, why can't everybody behave a little bit more like me? I'd never do any of those unthoughtful things. Heaven knows. Or would I? Or do I? Am I one of those people others would like to do a little fixer-up job on? Or as one who was gathered at the Last Supper with Jesus asked, "Is it I, Lord?" Several years ago, I decided to do something that I had literally been thinking about for years. I took all of the spices out of the little spice racks in the cabinet, all of it out onto the counter, and I cleaned the cabinet, and then I cleaned the little spice racks, and then I put those spices back into the cabinet in alphabetical order. Ancho chili powder, basil, cumin, dill. It was magnificent. Now, I imagined, when I went to look for oregano, there it would be right next to the paprika or whatever it is that you call it. No more pushing those containers around and knocking some out and off and rolling around on the kitchen floor. This happy arrangement lasted maybe 2 days. I don't want to name names, but in short, the people that I live with were called into the kitchen for a briefing from me because I wanted to share why this was important to me and why I hoped it could be important to them, and could they please just help me? And all I saw were three pair of eyes staring back at me, not looking annoyed at me, but something closer to concerned. And then it hit me. Maybe they're not the problem. Maybe I am. And maybe the season of Lent, with its invitation to self-reflection and repentance, isn't for someone else to do, but it is for me to do. It is for you to do. Maybe I'm the problem, which is actually a moment, I think, when it comes of shimmering grace. Instead of trying to get everybody lined up in order and alphabetized, maybe God, what God is calling me and you to do, is a whole lot simpler. The calling of this season is that we have permission to care for each of our own soul's health here. And what a relief that sounds like to me. Well, what about the rude cashier? Nope. What about my children or your children? Just a little work around the edges. Nope, not them either. Well, what about my clueless neighbor? I am going to wear him down eventually. I'm sure of it. Nope. God has God's own work to do for each of them and for each of us. So, if grace strikes and you should wonder, is it me? Well, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with all the rest of us. Lent is the perfect season for you because Lent provides us with a path that countless generations have trod. The Christian faith is not just about believing a set of beliefs. It is also about a set of practices. In this Holy Lent, give alms, pray, fast. In the Gospel reading, Jesus assumes that that's what we'll be doing. Now, in another sermon, I might be expected to expand on how each of these practices is beneficial and try to entice you to take up these practices for yourself. But really, God alone knows what it is time for you to learn and how you are to grow in this season of Lent. The act of giving alms is what will teach you what it is time to learn this Lent. Actually praying for yourself, however the Spirit may lead you, will open up for you what God knows it is time for to be opened up in you. And actually making a fast and feeling hunger in your own body will teach you what God knows it is right for you to understand. What each of these practices gets us round to, at the heart of each, is what lies at the heart of what all true spiritual wisdom points us towards. Surrender. Though not the surrender of submission to an enemy, but the opposite. The laying down of resistance to the one who loves you infinitely more than you can guess. Surrender to the work God has to do with each of us. And so, the answer to the question, is it me? Is it I, Lord? The answer is, yes. Yes. It is you. You who are beloved of God, a treasure stored up in the heart of the one who is more on your side than you are yourself.